The testing tent has actually been at the Fairbanks Airport for a while to service North Slope oil field workers. It's run by Beacon Occupational Health and Safety Services.
The latest aspects of what we're doing in the Fairbanks Airport is we've expanded it on behalf of the state, who has contracted us to test their firefighters that come in and help with the seasonal fires that we incur in Alaska here, as we all know, as well as certain critical industry personnel.
Mark Hyland of Beacon says the company has long expertise with remote health clinics and employer drug tests in Alaska and was contracted on an emergency basis to expand the COVID-19 testing. Another contractor, Capstone Clinic in South Central Alaska, will run the testing site in the Anchorage Airport. Workers who are tested at the airports will remain in quarantine in either Anchorage or Fairbanks until the test results are returned.
We collect the test, we then send it to the state lab. The state lab then turns it around in roughly about a 24-hour period. So during that time, that individual has to be self-isolating or in quarantine somewhere.
Tim Mowry with the Alaska Division of Forestry says firefighters coming up will likely stay at the University of Alaska Fairbanks while waiting for test results. But if there's a big fire season like last year, crews may go out to a fire before lab results get back.
If it's an emergency and we've got a fire bearing down on a community, as first responders, we can put those people out in the field. And then if there was a positive test, we would, you know, isolate that person or that crew and then, do the tracing and go through that whole procedure.
Mowry says crews coming up from the lower 48 typically work a 14-day assignment if they come to Alaska. Already, the Division of Forestry has tracked 86 fires this year, and we're coming up to the typically busy Memorial Day weekend, but no calls for out-of-state crews are needed as yet. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.